Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for helping us go forward. Help us do all that's in your heart, Lord. Bless every speaker today, everyone that ministers your word. Bless them as they go forward. Bless, be with Pastor as he goes forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. We're on page 36 in the Holy Communion, Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion by Joseph Priest. This book has been a blessing, and this the next few pages, it will. He gave another one of those testimonies, and we'll get to it next week because it's kind of long, but it's good. He's on to something with communion. Mary is on to something with communion because the Holy Ghost is on to something, having us to teach about communion. The last week we talked about the double cure, salvation, and hope and health and wholeness. He said most people, when asked whether they are sure of their forgiveness, say they are. Most people, when asked about their forgiveness, they say they are. They know that God has already forgiven them because of the cross. But when asked if they are sure of their healing, they say they are not. And this is true in many cases.
That is so true.
And he's helping to clear the... Healing is not something people have seen. Salvation is something you experience. When you first receive that peace that you never had before,
amen,
that passes all understanding. When you receive salvation, you sense that you are in right standings with God. You got something to go on, that peace. And the rest of your time on earth with Satan, he's trying to get you to doubt it.
Yes.
But you already know that peace. And if you fill your heart with God's word, it's game over for Satan.
Jesus, come on now.
But if when people are around people that get healed, they're more inclined to receive it.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
The culture.
Yeah.
We need to change the culture with.
Yeah. So it can't change us. And it's trying to, but it can't. We have the life, they don't. With the life of God, David killed Goliath. Goliath didn't have authority. David had the authority. And if all the giants were so much bigger and stronger and better off, that's how they look. Why are they gone and we're still alive? Mankind has the authority to be here, not hybrids. And they were set as a weapon. That's another story. Again, since I mentioned that, the enemy always make his projects look big. He's trying to make it look big in your eyes, and God to look small in your eyes.
Jesus.
But when you follow on and know the Lord, uh-huh, you receive salvation. You walk in it.
Yes.
You outclass him. You outclass Satan, and you outclass everything under his kingdom.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And he said, I want you to know that the cross, Jesus bore our sins and our sicknesses. Amen. And so healing, like forgiveness, is not a promise. And so healing, like forgiveness, is not a promise. It is a blood right of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's paid for, not just a promise. It's something that's set. It's paid for. Now, the Lord put something on my heart about, I thought about how sometimes people receive the word and they grow and they go forward. They do what's necessary. Sorry. But, and sometimes people struggle with it. Sometimes our will is too loud. And when our will is loud, it's hard to receive. And but every time I sought the Lord, I stayed after him about something. I heard what he said, and I received it. What made the difference was in order to receive the word, you have to enjoy it. If you can enjoy the word, you can receive it. Then you're operating on another concept.
Amen.
And it will help establish you so that Christ can be formed in you. I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I told him about how when the enemy used to tempt me and I would resist and I was unskilled. But every time the Lord showed me something, I would do it in faith and it would work and I'd have relief. And while I had relief, you know, at one point I thought it was over. Then I got tempted again. And I did what I did last time and it didn't work the same. And I got out to God about it, and he showed me another concept, another aspect of his word, and I did that. And I won. I had relief. And then it happened again. And another concept. And then I won. And then I had relief. And then it happened again. And I felt tempted. And I went to the Lord about it. I did what I did the other three times, and I still felt tempted. I said, Lord, I'm in your hands. and I had relief. So I thought about this. I said, I'm not going to live the rest of my life going back and forth, like chapter 7 of Romans that Paul talked about. I said, I was talking to the Holy Spirit, to the Lord, I want you to teach me how to see things like you do. And I kept after him about it. I did like Ray taught. I sought, knock, seek, and ask. Don't give up on what God, stay after him about it. Because when you're chasing God, you're a candidate to receive what he got to say. And then he said, don't fear falling. When he did that, with everything else, it all came together. And then I gained skill. In every aspect of life, you can receive skill. Many times people stop at relief. But any Christian can stand, even if they do stop at relief, as long as they keep going to the Lord with the problem and get relief. You can keep doing that, but that's not as good as gaining skill. I wanted to know everything I needed to know in order to be just like Jesus. I said, I'm going to do it. And I stayed after him about it. And I was thinking about receiving. I said, what is it about receiving? He said, it's when you enjoy what you receive. When you enjoy the knowledge of God, you're going to keep it. You're going to treasure it. You're going to keep it. You're going to walk in it. You're going to gain experience. And you're going to see things as it really is. But when people don't receive it, they're not going to know all the steps that follow. When we hear the word and receive it in our lives, it becomes part of us. It's in our heart. If deception can be in a man's heart and he becomes a murderer, how much more can the life of God get in a man's heart and he becomes like Jesus? He becomes victorious. He becomes productive. He becomes industrious.
So you're saying there's a difference in learning how to saw a piece of wood and the knowledge and skill that comes to build a house.
Yeah. Perfect. I wanted to build a house. I wanted to build a house, not just cut wood. Thank you.
Amen.
You know, God honors I said, Lord, bless every speaker. And y'all say something. I mean, I can't think of these things by myself. And y'all come up with stuff. The Holy Spirit. When you treasure what he has to say, you become receptive. And you say, oh, you see it. Like Mary talked about the seraphim angels. They kept saying, holy, holy. And then they see something else. And they've been doing this for years.
Amen.
And they always see something, holy, holy,
yeah,
holy.
Holiness.
Well, that's how your life is.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we receive what God is saying, and if we enjoy it, it becomes part of us.
It's important, like the prophets and the apostles, you write it down. He told me, he says, if it's important enough for me to say, it's important enough for you to write it down.
I've been writing in my journal.
That is awesome.
You date it.
Yeah.
Write what he says.
Yeah,
amen.
I wrote in my journal for Friday night. I'm going to do that almost every night. Sometimes you say things. I learned to write it in my heart. I'm going to go back and write some things down. I'm going to start writing it on paper again. I had stopped doing that. But it's important.
Yes,
because
it
if I leave it in the journal, somebody might find it and need it one day.
Amen.
The Lord loves us. And all the word that we receive, it gives us greater abilities. Healing is the same way. We can receive healing. We can become, we can get relief, or we can get skilled. And sometimes I was riding with Pastor. He listens to healing scriptures, just like I listen to the word all the time for my assignment. He listens to healing scriptures for his assignment.
That's what
so,
I read into.
Yeah.
Kenneth E. Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
CD is wonderful.
Yeah, I got that CD. It's good to do that. You train against the worst. You know. Goliath is coming, but, you know, David killed the lion. He killed the bear. We train.
And anointed.
And he's anointed.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Can't leave that out. Remember this, though. When you're anointed, your anointing has a jurisdiction. And whatever the assignment God give you to do, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. An anointing always comes with the assignment. The anointing is multiplied. And it gives you God's ability. But you got to be doing what you're supposed to be doing to keep it activated. And if you keep it activated, it'll keep multiplying.
And it passes generationally because the Jews are still the best stone cutters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When they were building the temple, remember he gave them that anointing to work with precious stones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mama said, you learn to do by doing. So if you're always doing God's word, you're always learning. When you're doing it, you finish learning. You finish the process. We'll pick up that on 36 next week. And I thank God for being. Sometimes people make the mistake of not discerning the body. If they hear somebody younger or much older or didn't go to college and they're saying things about the Holy Ghost, they get offended. And that offense, that pride, keeps them from receiving. But you can't limit the Holy Spirit. When you receive from people, the Holy Spirit uses who he wants. And I thank God for and everybody he uses have they were receptive. And the Holy Spirit can activate them whenever he needs them to. And I just keep soaking it up. We'll stop now, okay?
Prosperity, and he said, Deborah, it's not a pie that you can cut up. When you get one, you get them all. Because, you know, we want to receive salvation, but when it comes to prosperity and healing, we're struggling with that. Well, we didn't struggle with the salvation.
Yeah.
He said, it's not a pie you can parse up and take apart. You get it all.
We receive it.
Yeah, you get it all.
And remember, like Mary said, everything of God starts in seed form. If he give you $1 million, he give you an idea. And he's ready to help you work it out. Okay. I'm out of time. Page 64.
Man.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, let's recite it together. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It's for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. Receiving is worship. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. I just noticed that word celebrate. We enjoy what God says. That's how you keep it. And you just incorporate what you keep.
Yeah. We can celebrate because he got the victory.
Yeah.
That's what brings the celebration.
And as we receive, we gain the victory.
Amen.
We got the victory, but we gain the victory. Mm-hmm. All right. Good Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you for honoring our faith and helping us through life. Thank you for being there for us. Help us do everything, all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.